335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Bible's with me to the book of Revelation chapter 11, and we continue in our series, Kingdom of the Kings. Today we are going to look at what I've entitled Kingdom Authority, and I believe this is part number 4 of Kingdom Authority. Okay, so are you there in Revelation? Can I get that on the screen? Revelation chapter 11. And verse number 15. The Bible says, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ." Since we started this study on the kingdom of the kings, we've looked at many facets and characteristics of a king. But by now, we should have established in our heart that we New Testament believers are called to be kings. Amen? We've established that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, where it says, "We are kings and priests unto our God." Okay? Now, one of the things I want to establish is that if we cannot change the way we think, we cannot change our life. In Christianity, until the times of restoration and restitution, you know, back in, let's say, 60s, 70s, 80s, it was more of a hanging in there. You know, and some that may be coming from certain denominations and that have been taught just to hang in there, you know, and you're going up the rough side of the mountain and, you know, trouble and adversity all the time. But God is a God that restores. And anytime there's a move of God, and we can document moves of God down through the years and down through the centuries and decades, anytime there's a move of God, there are truths that are restored. And one of them that we are focusing on in this series is the truth that we are called, mandated, commissioned, anointed to be kings, and not just in the sweet by and by. Amen. Too many times we allow the devil to push our promises into the sweet by and by when the promises are for today. Amen. Now, our endeavor has been to define, identify, give you a picture of what it looks like to be a king. In, you know, this day and time, in real time, what does it mean for you to be a king? And so we've been working that from many different angles. And today I want to get into some of the characteristics, some of the manifestations, some of the things that we are called to do, to accomplish in that as a king, all right? Now, the question is this: is our kingship supported or supposed to manifest now or after we die and are resurrected? Well, the answer is it's supposed to manifest itself now. Amen. Kingdom now. When Jesus, the first message that Jesus taught or preached, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he told the scribes and Pharisees, he said, that the kingdom cometh but without observation. In other words, it's among you, but you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it necessarily with your eyes. It's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. So we're here to establish the kingdom of God here in the earth, okay? Now, One of the characteristics of a kingdom and a king is, number one, a king overcomes the kingdoms of this world. Now, when we talk about kingdoms, we're talking about domains. A king has a domain. Every king has a domain. In other words, if we are called to be kings, then there is a domain, a place where you are to dominate. We all have different levels of education. We have different experiences. We all come from different, perhaps, walks or backgrounds of life. But each of us has a domain, a place where God has called you to dominate. Amen? And not as the world dominates. We're going to take a look deeper into that. Not, you know, in strife and can all you get all you can, beat the other guy, compete, emulate. Not that's fleshly. That's carnal. That's of the kingdoms of this world. That's how the Gentiles operate and act. Amen. But we're not called to do that. Amen. Okay, so the first thing that we're to overcome are the kingdoms of the world. God expects nothing less for his sons and daughters than to be overcomers. Tell someone right now, we are overcomers. Well, if we live in the category of overcomer, it's because we have overcome some things. Amen. There are things in life that we are to overcome and not be overcome by. And that is the struggle many times in life, because life has a tendency to throw a lot of things at you, sometimes unexpected. Amen. Sometimes even you fall into things unexpected that you have to overcome. Amen. But in Revelation, there are actually 8 promises given to he that will overcome. Now, Jesus said this. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. You're going to have challenges. Why? Because the world is built upon a number of domains, kingdoms, and is ruled by a king of darkness or a prince of darkness. We are born of another kingdom. And let me tell you something. When kingdoms collide, there is friction. There is warfare. Amen. We cannot cohabit. Amen. Either the kingdom of God is going to swallow up the kingdom, as we read in Revelation 11, or you're going to allow the enemy to take territory that doesn't belong to him. See, we are here legally. We have the legal right. We are authorized. We are deputized. We have been mandated by God, the Creator, to establish the kingdom. The devil is here illegally. Amen. He's illegal. He is not here legally. You wouldn't let somebody build another house in your yard, would you? You hear all the saws and the hammers going on. What's this going on in my backyard? Somebody building a house on your property. If you couldn't chase them off yourself, you'd call the police. You get the authorities, right? Get them off your property. Well, the enemy is here illegally. The earth is the Lord's. And he's given it to the children of men. And he's authorized and mandated us to establish his kingdom. So in the world, as we go out into this world system that has been built by the devil, amen, Cain was the first one to start. And the Bible says when he left the presence of the Lord, when he left the influence of God, he began to build a city. He was no longer under the influence of God because he had slain Abel, and he was driven from around the garden, and he began to build a city, and he began to build it in the presence of the enemy. Ultimately, it wound up becoming a Tower of Babel that God had to destroy. But you notice how cities are and how the world is godless. Very, very few people in high places. There are some, but for the most part, people in high places are greedy or covetous. They have bowed and worshiped their father, the devil. And as he tempted Jesus, he said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms. So it's been delivered to me. So he asked people that worship him. Amen. If you really looked into the lives of many people that are very, very famous, and not all, but many, and you could trace the trail of how they got there, how they got their wealth, you would be blown away at what these men and women do to get influence. They do everything, they do nothing short of selling their soul. Don't think that's just a story in a storybook that you read. No, this goes on every day, all the time. And so the enemy wants to control. But the word says that we, the church, are to establish another kingdom. If you can't get what you're after by right means, don't get it. If you got a hook and crook to get it, don't get it. It'll be more trouble than it's worth. The kingdom that we serve in righteousness. That means there are times you have to wait. You can't just bowl over and take over and run people off and do people wrong and, amen, take others. No, you have to wait. There are times you have to wait upon God for the movement of God to do it in a way that is honoring to God. You can't live like they live in the world. Hello? There's got to be a difference between light and darkness, right and wrong. Good and evil. There's a difference. There's got to be a distinct difference. We are children of God. We are serving in another kingdom. Therefore, I serve by different rules, different principles, different characteristics. I can't do like the world does. They might do you wrong, but you have no right to do them wrong. That's where the cross comes in. That's where the burden is. You have to live a certain way that is pleasing to God in the face of adversity. When people lie on you, when they talk against you, that don't mean you go and lie on them. No, you take on what Jesus took on and act and be like Jesus was, the Jesus in you, who didn't revile when he was reviled. How many know that's a measure of suffering. When people do you wrong and everything in your flesh wants to retaliate, but yet you constrain yourself. You've taken on the sufferings of Christ. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. But when you let God do it, not only do you come out better, you come out more anointed, you come out more convinced, you come out more determined, you have a greater measure of resolve, and then God fought your battle. How many know nobody's got arms long enough to fight with God? So we must learn how to demonstrate our kingship. Are you with me? We do that by doing what Jesus did. You know, they used to have, I think they still have the little armbands and such. What would Jesus do? I need to get y'all some of them. Some of y'all need to put that on your mirror. Put it in your car. You'll get a t-shirt. You know, have it everywhere. So that it controls you. What would Jesus do? Amen. But we want to demonstrate kingship by doing, and honestly, nobody gets it right all the time.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.